I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The illegal treasure scam. There are lots of scams where the enticement is huge riches, gold bullion, chests full of money, lottery-style winnings, etc. This scam is a little different. There is a huge amount of money on offer, but the description of how it comes to be available includes an illegal element. The scammer is trying to create a semi-plausible reason why the money is available, and also to find people who are greedy enough to set their morals aside. These people are often easy to scam and will self-select based on the story. That is, if your morals are not negotiable, then you'll be put off by the story. For example, this is a kind of message. My name is Lee Kun Cho. I work for the Ministry of Housing and National Heritage Bureau in Shandong Province of China. I have a business proposal for you that will benefit both of us immensely. Before I reveal any sensitive information, it is important I state categorically that this is privileged information which I'm about to divulge, and I ask that you treat it with discretion and confidentiality. It then goes on to tell the story of how he and colleagues purchased a rundown block of apartments and renovated it, and it's now worth £15 million more than they paid for it. But the problem is that as government officials they are not allowed to acquire such properties, and hence the sale needs to go through a third party overseas, and they picked you for the role and a payoff of several million pounds. Now clearly this is a ridiculous scam, but greed gets the better of people and they reply to the message with their personal details, and so it continues, and they'll find themselves out of pocket with nothing to show at the end but annoyance at their own gullibility. You don't get something for nothing. Don't fall for scams and never reply with personal information. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.